I'm speaking today with Manisha Mehta, who is one of the candidates for District E, City Council. Manisha, first question, why are you running for this office?
I decided to run for this office. It was kind of not a spontaneous decision, but just in observing the situation where I live and around the city. I come from a professional background in the insurance industry, and I have observed that the hurricane plan that we have currently, we need a better plan. I saw what happened during Rita when the city was trying to evacuate millions of people on the road. I think we need to do something about that, as well as the flooding situation throughout Houston. It hit home when I got stuck in Clear Lake area twice within 6 months, and I actually had to make a claim for the first time for flooding for my own car. And I see that the drainage system is not efficient enough to hold the water as it rains so much in Houston. So that was one of my biggest concerns. And I see other things such as quality of life, transportation issues, tax issues that really personally have affected me, as well as my clients that I serve on a day-to-day basis. And I felt that I have what it takes in my skills as far as problem-solving skills on a day-to-day basis that I do at my office. And I can bring that to City Hall and do something about things that I don't like that I see.
All right. Well, you've anticipated one or two of my questions here. Let's talk about the city's hurricane preparedness plan. You say you think that there's some inadequacies. Tell me what do you think of the current state, and what would you do differently?
Currently, I think there are basics laid out. You know, you should board your windows, tape the windows, board your house, and those kind of instructions are given by our weather channels, you know, our media, as well as the city. I picked one up actually at the City Hall when I was there last week. But I think we need more shelters, more effective planning where we can stay within the city and be protected. Trying to evacuate this many people outside the city is a challenge. Last time, as I'm sure you're aware, during Rita, people not having gas, not having water, situations where people losing their lives because they're on the road for so many hours. I was on the road 8 hours, and I got from Clear Lake to Spring. And I know that effort was probably the best possible for the situation. As hurricanes, you know, you have 2 days of planning, or not planning, but 2 days to evacuate, example, as it's coming down. But after seeing what happened in Katrina, I actually served a lot of the people that were here from Louisiana, as I'm an insurance agent, so I serve people, listen to them, people being separated from their families, losing their lives, losing their belongings. And it's a very detrimental issue, and it really comes at heart for me. It's a passion. And I feel like we need to work on it, and I will work with the rest of the city council members as well as the mayor to come up with a better plan to assist these our constituents.
All right, and flooding. I mean, you live in the Clear Lake area, which certainly gets its share of flooding. The city has budgeted about $45 million for drainage improvements in fiscal year 2008. Do you think that's enough, and what should the city be doing to improve flooding and drainage that it's not currently doing?
As far as the amount of money, well, I have to look at the rest of the budget and how it's allocated, but it seems like ample amount of money to at least address the issue of flooding and drainage throughout the city. Like I said, I have been here for 33 years. I used to live off of I-10 when I grew up. That's where I did my high school, and I went to University of Houston. And I-10 floods, I can't tell you how many times a year. There was a flood in the 80s where people actually lost their lives. I mean, it was one of the horrible floods that Houston has had. And I actually worked on site for that to help people, and afterwards the claim process of it as well. I think we need to look at the 100-year plans and 500-year plans for new construction. Make sure at least the new constructions have a higher elevation in Houston. And the currently built subdivisions or areas, we need to have more drainage to where the water is actually leaving the streets faster than the water coming down. And it's a slope issue as well in many areas, like Clear Lake, where the slope is not properly constructed when these roads were there in place. So we need to go back and look at and see what we can do in those areas.
Okay. As I said, you live in Clear Lake. This district goes from Clear Lake up to Kingwood, which is quite a bit away.
I just came from Kingwood today.
You know, how do you as someone in Clear Lake plan to represent folks in Kingwood?
Well, our last city council member was from Kingwood, and I was there today myself, and I know the drive is there and the distance is there, but I think I can do justice in serving both areas equally. I plan to have meetings in Kingwood, town hall meetings, on a regular basis where I can listen to the concerns of constituents over there and work with them, supply information through a newsletter to where they are also current on what's going on in District E and City Council decisions.
Okay. The current council member, Addie Wiseman, is probably the most vocal opponent of Mayor White in City Council. Do you see yourself as sort of following in her footsteps or taking a different path?
I want to be fair and look at issues on one-by-one basis, but I don't see myself being in opposition with the mayor. I think I will work with the mayor and other city council members, but making decisions based on each issue as it comes up and being fair in its process.
Okay. City Council recently granted historic district designation to the old 6th Ward, which gives them unique powers to regulate development in that neighborhood. What's your opinion of this, and what's your opinion of the statement Mayor White made afterwards that he did not intend for that to be a blueprint for other neighborhoods, a template for other neighborhoods for similar legislation?
Well, I am for redevelopment and economic growth in different areas throughout the city. I'm happy for Ward 6 that they are getting that permission, but I feel like other neighborhoods which have a potential for redevelopment and more business coming into those areas should get some opportunity as well. So they also have economic growth in their areas. So I think that it should apply to other neighborhoods as well.
When you say apply to other neighborhoods, you mean?
Redevelopment.
Okay.
And making that decision where a historical building needs to stay or they can demolish and have new construction over there.
Michael Bromwich, the former U.S. Justice Department Inspector General who investigated the problems with the HPD crime lab, recently testified before a State House committee that a special master should be appointed to determine what role faulty evidence analysis played in hundreds of convictions. Mayor White, Chief Hurt, and DA Chuck Rosenthal have all said that they don't think a special master is necessary. What's your opinion of this?
Well, as I have a lot of confidence in Mayor White as well as our Houston Police Department, I do feel that if there is any injustice being done because of lack of accuracy or efficiency in the lab process, we do need to look at it incident by incident and make sure that the results are not giving punishment to somebody that does not deserve it.
Okay. Council is currently working on an ordinance that would require developers to either set aside a certain amount of park space when building residential units or to pay a fee that would be used by the city to acquire new land for park space. What's your opinion of this proposal?
I do agree that when there's new construction, especially new subdivisions, new homes being built, there needs to be more green areas. I am for having parks in neighborhoods. We've got a good one here. As far as a fee or land being set aside, depending on which area of Houston it is it, if it's government land, of course, then are they buying it? Or that is depending on the situation where the actual neighborhood is at. But I do feel that there needs to be parks where new neighborhoods are being built. And I also am for new construction where all the trees should not be torn down. We need to build homes around the trees and just take down the trees that are needed to build the house.
Okay. Metro is going forward with its 2012 plan. The university's line is about to be built. I don't think any of that falls within District E, but there's more going to be built, some of which I think will come down towards Clear Lake. What's your opinion of the process that they've had in place to get feedback on where lines should be built, and what sort of do you see Well, what's your opinion of Metro and how they're doing with it?
In my 33 years in Houston, I've ridden Metro once, and I think that the city, Metro, and our transportation situation needs to improve. I would work with Metro on having more service in areas where people are dependent on Metro service, neighborhoods where they may not be able to afford cars or have cars as their transportation, need more service in outskirts as well. Current situation where you have to go to downtown and go to your destination, having to switch 2-3 buses to actually go to where you need to go. I think there needs to be an improvement and needs to be, we need more feedback from areas that actually are dependent on Metro services. I know in Clear Lake that park and ride program is extremely popular, and I agree with that. A lot of people that live in Clear Lake actually work in downtown, so it's very convenient to do park and ride. There's huge locations, two locations in Clear Lake for park and ride. I think that's a wonderful program, but promoting carpools and more park and ride situations throughout the city, especially outskirts of Houston. But as far as within Houston and areas, as I mentioned earlier, that depend on Metro, I think we can have a better plan.
Okay. The city of Houston is supposed to redraw city council lines when the population exceeds 2.1 million. There is some census data to suggest we've already reached that threshold, but Mayor White has indicated that that task will not be undertaken until after the 2010 census. What's your opinion of that, and how would you like to see the process of redrawing city council lines be done?
I would, 2010, so that's 3 more years from now.
Right. You'd be in your second term if you were to be elected.
That's right, and I will be elected. But I think there are areas that could use redistricting. It would be helpful if for a candidate or a city council person, that whichever district they're representing, to have an area which is close by, like currently having Clear Lake and Kingwood and small patches in between. It's a tough district to be servicing such a vast area, and more of the distance issue which you mentioned earlier. And I think the districting should not be based on any party affiliations. It should be based on just constituents and more of collectiveness of that area. And I'm for redistricting in the future.
Council recently voted to abandon a one-block stretch of Bolsover in the Rice Village to a developer who will turn it into a pedestrian plaza as part of a mixed-use project it's working on. The Chronicle editorialized against that, called that kind of abandonment poor public policy. What's your opinion of this?
They're allowing him to do what?
Basically, the city, in effect, sold the street, the right-of-way on the street, to a developer, so it will be closed off from automobile traffic to be turned into a pedestrian plaza. The city will get something like $1 million from it. The main argument was that would reduce mobility in the area. Some of the people in the area objected to that.
Are they trying to make it more friendly for people to move around and walk to?
Well, that's the idea, and the Rice Village is pretty dense, and so...
It is dense. I've been there.
So I guess the question is, do you think that it is poor policy or good policy in general to sell off, or the technical term is abandon, city streets to private developers?
If it's benefiting the constituents in that area as well as the city, it is not a bad idea, but I don't see it as a good practice to do it on a regular basis. I can't imagine city selling their properties and, a street to private developers just to make money or revenue aspect of it. But Rice Village, maybe medical center area, if there are certain pockets where there's more mobility by foot and people are actually walking from point A to point B in their destinations, I don't think it's a bad idea.
All right. Earthlink has recently agreed to pay a $5 million penalty to the city for failing to meet deadlines in its contracted construction of a citywide Wi-Fi network. Do you think the original deal that the city made with Earthlink was a good one, and do you think the city should continue to pursue a municipal Wi-Fi network if Earthlink is unable to do it?
I think pursuing a citywide network of Wi-Fi is a good idea. I'm not sure if Earthlink has not lived up to its promise or to supply that. I know that Google is backing them, and I believe they've not been able to do it in Los Angeles. Maybe we need to look at another vendor who can take on the challenge.
Okay. As you know, the city has installed cameras on a bunch of intersections to catch
sure.
people running red lights. What's your opinion of this program?
That's a good question for me. I'm an insurance agent, so there's two issues on that. Safety issue, from that perspective, I do agree. We tend to, when no one's watching, okay, let's go ahead and run the red. I was a claims adjuster for 13 years, and the most accidents happen when people are running the red light. I don't want it to be offending anyone's privacy, per se, having cameras on different locations. But if it helps reducing accidents in a certain location, in certain major intersections, I do believe it's a good idea, because running red lights can kill people's lives. And I've seen that in my profession. And it can be a detrimental thing to both the person running the red light and who they may collide with. As long as, you know, the attitude of the people is not like Big Brother's watching kind of a attitude. I personally think that for safety reasons, and if that's what it takes for people to follow laws, it's a good idea.
Okay. Manisha Mehta, thank you very much for talking to me today. Good luck to you in the race.
Thank you.